Dracula, Disc 11.
Chapter 20. Jonathan Harker's Journal. 1st of October, evening. I found Thomas Snelling in his house at Bethnal Green, but unhappily he was not in a condition to remember anything. The very prospect of beer which my expected coming had opened to him had proved too much, and he had begun too early on his expected debauch. I learned, however, from his wife, who seemed a decent poor soul, that he was only the assistant to Smollett, who of the two mates was the responsible person. So off I drove to Walworth, and found Mr. Joseph Smollett at home and in his shirt-sleeves, taking a late tea out of a saucer. He's a decent, intelligent fellow, distinctly a good, reliable type of workman, and with a headpiece of his own. He remembered all about the incident of the boxes, and from a wonderful dog's-eared notebook which he produced from some mysterious receptacle about the seat of his trousers, and which had hieroglyphical entries in thick, half-obliterated pencil, he gave me the destinations of the boxes. There were, he said, six in the cart-load which he took from Carfax and left at 197 Chicksand Street, Mile End, Newtown, and another six which he deposited at Jamaica Lane, Bermondsey. If, then, the Count meant to scatter these ghastly refugees of his over London, these places were chosen as the first of delivery, so that later he might distribute more fully. The systematic manner in which this was done made me think that he could not mean to confine himself to two sides of London. He was now fixed on the far east of the northern shore, on the east of the southern shore, and on the south. The north and west were surely never meant to be left out of his diabolical scheme, let alone the city itself and the very heart of fashionable London in the south-west and west. I went back to Smollett, and asked him if he could tell us if any other boxes had been taken from Carfax. He replied,
"Well, Governor, you treated me very handsome."
I had given him half a sovereign.
"And I'll tell you all I know. I heard a man by the name of Bloxham say 4 nights ago in the Hare and Hounds, in Pincher's Alley, as how he and his mate had had a rare dusty job in an old house at Perfect. There ain't a many such jobs as is here, and I'm thinking that maybe Sam Bloxham could tell you summat.